All right, up next, we'll go to UCLA coach Jim Mora. The Bruins are on the road at Colorado this weekend. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Awesome, no questions.
Well, you got one from somebody. Who's it going to be?
Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Awesome, because he's usually last, so that means I'm first and last with Bud. I love it.
Jim, it seems like defenses have increasingly been playing coverage against Brett Hundley. Is that the case, and what are you seeing on video?
A good bit of zone, but teams mix in a little man. You know, when you're playing an active quarterback, like a lot of the young men in this conference are, it gets a little dicey when you go pressure, because if you don't get them, you tend to have a lot of guys with their back to the quarterback, and because they can run so well, there's some open space out there. Brett is playing at an extremely high level right now. He's completing 72.5% of his passes. You know, Saturday he threw for 330 yards and ran for 95, and we all just kind of went ho-hum. You know, our expectations of him are maybe a little unrealistic or off the charts, where, you know, that's a couple of numbers that you really should celebrate, and we just kind of took them for granted.
And the Marcus Rio story has been told a bunch of times. It had to be pretty fulfilling to see that unfold the way it did, right?
It was a really emotional time. I guess fulfilling. It was inspiring. It was kind of it just meant a lot to a lot of people. You know, I mean, the young man was fighting for his life, and to have him come back, and, you know, he's a Bay Area kid, and to make a game-winning play, game-saving play like he did, it was huge. And his teammates have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and they all know what he's been through. And it was, I'm not going to lie to you, but it was one of those great moments that makes college football so special.
When did he, when was he actually able to rejoin the team and you know, become a factor in the depth, Jim?
He rejoined the team in the spring, but, you know, limited. He was still very underweight and kind of working to get his strength back, but nobody works harder than him. And then through the course of this season, you know, we're very careful with him. Anytime that he doesn't feel quite right or he gets sick, then we make sure we get him to the specialist right away. And so he's missed a couple games where he hasn't been right, you know, hasn't felt right, and we're not gonna mess with that. We're not gonna play with it. We're not gonna take any chances. But it's been the last 4 or 5 weeks, really, where he just, you know, you see it in practice. He just keeps coming on and coming on, and his body looks like it used to. You know, he looks strong again, and he looks physical again, and he's got his speed back, and he's got his confidence back. And you know, he was developing into a really, really good player before he got sick. And so this, to see him back where he is right now, it's great for him and it's great for this team.
Thank you.
Sure, bud.
Your next question comes from the line of Ryan Gorsy, scout.com.
Hey, Coach. What did you see in Cal's defense that made you call so many screens? I think unofficially I counted 14 that you threw against them. Was it to attack the young corners, or what was it?
Well, we didn't throw 14 screens. We only ran three or four, I think. So I don't know where you got that number, but we didn't throw 14 screens.
Well, a lot of passes to the outside, a lot of quick passes then.
Well, that's our offense. I mean, that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your next question comes on the line of Zach Rosenblatt, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, Devontae Booker has had a good couple of weeks for Utah. What impressed you most about him when you guys played them a few weeks ago?
I'm so far past that, I couldn't even begin to answer that question.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one.
Any further questions? Last chance. Going once, twice. Early lunch for you, Jim.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Bye.
Take care.